Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So if you're going to get into the game, you're either going to be utilizing podcasts as the podcast at the top. Then you got your tree branch of all of the other connected to it, or all of the CEOs that are booming right now, right? Whether it's NVIDIA CEO or OpenAI or Tesla, right? These are people, they go on podcasts, they have conversations, they put in out content because they understand that, you know, being able to go direct to consumer and be able to tell people about things in real time cuts out so much press, so much unnecessary need for marketing, so many different things. And this is the age where people are buying into the CEO, right? You're building trust, right? You're building a community. You're building a pipeline of communication that can funnel directly back to your consumer. When we looked at the CEO of NVIDIA, his goddamn conference looked like a concert, right? You're talking about tens of thousands of people there to watch him talk about technology, AI. They've changed and revolutionized the game. People need to learn how to utilize these podcasts so that they become funnels to your product, your business, your service, right? Your brand, because everybody needs a personal brand. And so therefore, everybody needs a podcast. The space is not oversaturated. It's like having a book, right? If people end up veering to you and your community, boom, right? Then that's a good thing. I would just say, make sure you podcast with intention. Right. You're creating media, you're creating content. You have this production, right, that you're putting together. Make sure the intention is to establish yourself, right, as a thought leader in the field. It gives you an opportunity to be directly in front of consumers to where you can gather leads, and those leads can be converted over into sales or clients later on to build up that relationship of trust. We're not in a influencer recession. I hate all these terms that people just come up with. And they just run. And what it does is it makes people panic, right? People stop doing the things that work and stop learning how to pivot. Because here's the thing, the companies would love for it to be an influencer recession because they don't want to have to go through influencers, right? And influencers are just people that lead other people to things, because part of being a leader is being influential, right? So being an influencer was always about who are the leaders of society. And the influencers, unfortunately or fortunately, are the leaders of society. I always say good influence is good leadership, right? Now, the creator economy is going to continue to grow. It's going to double, right? We just seen when Marc Jacobs had to utilize an influencer campaign, right, for TikTok. And I say had to because that's understanding the digital landscape and understanding the culture that is right now when it comes to content and the way people are finding about products, right? The way people are connecting to products, understanding the values of millennials and Gen Z and the new generations to come. So podcasts are very instrumental. There's still people getting tens of millions of views, hundreds of thousands of views, ten thousands of views, or even 1,000 views. Because when you're doing that, you can create as many pages as you want to. You can create as many podcasts as you want to. And all of that you're doing, you're working with the funnel game. I look at somebody like Billy Carson. Billy Carson probably has like 10, 20 pages on just Instagram alone. And they're all different sectors. Billy Carson TV, Billy Carson Forbidden Knowledge, Billy Carson, right? It never gets old because people are going to be finding you through different funnels in different ways. And it gives you the opportunity to now create content and create these different landing pages that people are finding you through. And what all it does is it's funneling you to the ultimate product that you want to get them towards, right? Whether that is a website, whether that is buying a product, whether that is a subscription, whether that's a service, whether it's community service, philanthropy, whatever it is, you need content. And so many people for so many years, I don't want to do that. I'm not an influencer. To say you're not an influencer is just to say you're not a leader. Every leader has to exercise influence. So they've created these connotations connected to these positions and made people, right, dislike them, not understanding that these are built into the fabric of what you're trying to create. And in order to be successful, you have to be an influencer. We don't need less influencers. We need good influence. That's the difference. The world is divided between bad influence and good influence, right? People trying to sway you in this direction and sway you in that direction. One end, somebody's telling you to invest. Another end, somebody's telling you to gamble. One end, somebody's telling you, wait, hey, how about you wait to marriage? And another end, somebody's telling you to, you know, YOLO your life and then just have casual sex and don't worry about the repression of a sexual oppressed society. It's all about, who are you allowing to influence or sway you in what direction and what world? Good, bad, right, indifferent, whatever it may be. Politics, left, right, however it goes. Politicians are nothing but influencers as well. It's the exact same role, and every one of these roles, right, have influence in the middle. So you cannot get away from it. So for me, having a podcast, having a show, having multiple shows, having a network, it makes the most sense. The thing that we need to start doing, though, is putting infrastructure behind these so that if you are trying to get a brand deal, right, you're going to need infrastructure in order for you to be able to get that brand deal, to be able to walk it in, right, to one of those companies, to be noticed in the first place so that they can write you a check. If you want to do it independent, that means that you should have your product, you should have a community, you should have something on the end so that as you're building your community, you can funnel it into. There was these guys called For Shits and Giggles. I believe they out in the UK. They packed a stadium where they sold 15,000 tickets in the first day, sold out. I had never heard of them. First time I heard of them was because I seen the news about it. And they talk about nothing that is like crazy. They talk about like vibes and sex and whatever stuff they talk about. It's two guys. I don't know. I haven't watched the show. I just seen a few clips, so I'm not an expert on it. But they've built a community, mostly women that watch their show, that will pull up and watch them. Rappers are not even selling out like that, right? So while people are maybe trying to discourage you away from that, they just hoping that this space clears up so that they can get noticed. Instead, focus on building a strong personal brand, building a strong community, really doubling down on your niche, right? Making sure that you're creative in a way that you're adding your elements, right? The way that you're building it out, making sure that there's not just creativity in the episode and the way that you market it and the way that you brand it, making sure that everything is high quality because we are in 2024, right? Making sure you got guerrilla marketing techniques and you're building it as a business, not just a podcast. And that's going to change the way you go about it. You don't just do marketing, you do branding so that yours sticks out in the mind of the people. It should be, somebody should be doing a top 10 podcast list, right? And your audience should be arguing in the comments if you're not on there. That's how you know you got good brand, because you're connected to the idea of podcasts. And people are like, wait a minute, how come I'm not, How come my show, my favorite show, is not in there? Y'all don't know about this, right? That means they have an emotional connection to it where they will get angry if people are not mentioning it in the category that they have emotional connection to. Same thing with mine. You can't talk about a top intellectual show.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Or a show that makes you think, right? Or a show that is about, you know, a variety of subjects, right? That will allow you to tap into your higher self about science and economics, whatever it may be. People will be like, wait a minute, high level conversations. Somebody put out there, which one of them shows that changed your mind in your life? Somebody go be in their comments tagging me. That's what we want. Now, I call mine a show rather than a podcast, right? Even though we do stream the audio like a podcast. So we have an audio aspect of it, but it's a show. And the thing about it is whether you're creating a podcast, whether you're creating a show, whether it's short segment, whether it's long form, short form, whatever it may be, that is your prerogative on how you want to use it based on what is best for your brand. You don't have to follow a template of somebody else. It's all media. So when you go look at the long list of different type of media, you can choose which way that you want to go. There are movies, there's documentaries, there's short documentaries, there's pseudo documentaries, right? There's podcasts, there's shows, TV shows, game shows, right? There's so many different formats of media. And your goal really is to figure out what's the best format for you, because that format is something that you can actually build on and you can sell that format and license that format. So if you're going to get into the game, you're either going to be utilizing podcasts as the business, as the funnel. So I mean, podcasts at the top, then you got your tree branch of all of the other products that's connected to it. Or you have your products and you're using your podcast to funnel to there. It's up to you. But do not let anybody dissuade you from utilizing, to me, what is the greatest opportunity in the world, which is to be your own media. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay them to get to an audience. Or you can build up your own audience and pay yourself. If you got a business and you already know what you should talk about, right? If you got a business, you got a product. Let's say you know, your product is orange juice, right? What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about juice. It could be something else. It could be, you know, so let's say you don't want to talk about your product directly as a product, right? You don't want it to be in that niche. Because it's something like orange juice, you're only going to talk about oranges so much, right? Juice and fruits and vegetables. And maybe you don't consider your product to be like super healthy. So instead, it could be about, you know, a podcast in the morning thoughts, right? Something for people to listen to on the way to work, right? So you're going to niche it down to where your customer is going to be listening to, right? But then you got to figure out what can you actually talk about that you're interested in. Nowadays, we got AI, so we can utilize AI to come up with different subjects, right? But it got to be stuff that you can normally have a conversation on without getting burnt out on, right? So some people that's super into like sex, they have sex shows. They talk about sex and sexcapades and news about sex and science about sex and psychology about sex, because that's what interests them and they can go on that forever. And there's a huge audience for that. Something about orange juice, I would look at it from a reverse engineer. What kind of shows would you want to sponsor with your product, right? And then create that show. So what is the ideal show for your product that you feel like has the best audience, right? So for me, if I got an orange juice and I'm going to think about shows that are morning shows that people are listening to, something that is just like a casual conversation, not something super deep, casual, maybe comical, funny, storytelling, right? I'm going to think about those type of shows because those are the shows that people are listening to in the morning as their new radio. So I will come up with a show like that. But I always start with like, what's going to be your topic of interest, and then coming out with what's going to be our format and what is the consistency that we can have with the show, right? So it's probably less discovery going on. So people are not discovering new podcasts, right? And the fatigue is when you are coming across clips of podcasts that you don't watch and you don't like, right? And it's the fatigue of the type of content that is becoming viralized because people pay attention to the things that they don't like. But there are podcasts that are still booming and doing amazingly well because they have a dedicated and loyal audience. But it's not a lot of podcast discovery going on. So how do you get discovered is you're going to need a niche. So I will focus on super niche podcasts so that you have less competition. If it's super niche, it's less competition. If it's general, there's more competition, right? If you have a podcast and the only thing you talk about is lenses for cameras, that's super niche. I'm not coming to you for relationship, not science, not economics, financial literacy, fashion, design, music, nothing, just lenses. So anytime I think about lenses, I'm going to listen to your podcast. So now all the beginner photographers and maybe even OG ones. Why? Because that's all you talk about. So they go think maybe you're more of an expert than even somebody that generally talks about cameras, because your focus is only lenses, right? So I will focus on super niche. Super niche takes you out of the wide casted net, right? And then when people are typing in and looking for something, you're going to pop up for that specific Q&A, right? Or that specific FAQ that you have. So you go type in, you know, camera lenses, then boom, yours going to come up because your show is through the lens and all y'all talk about is lenses. I think the AI conversation is important in the podcast game, but I would use it to build out more elements with the podcast, right? So if you have a podcast, now have a newsletter, have a newspaper, have a blog, right? Now have a cartoon that's connected with it, right? Use it for your efficiencies, of course, in your editing, and your design templates that you create for your outreach, cold calling, whatever it may be, you know. But besides that, I would use it in my creative outside of just the podcast. So we have all of these additional branches of my podcast. The goal is to not look like everybody else. The goal is to look like a super original. So think about like the most well-budgeted podcast out there in the world. Think about a podcast that got an unlimited budget. That's how yours should look like using AI, because AI gives you an unlimited budget depending upon the amount of time that you put into it. So that means that all of those things that I just listed out, a podcast that has an unlimited budget got all of that. We got AI color correcting now. We got AI editing now, right? You can sequence into multiple clips and it can be distributed across multiple platforms, right? You can now get your scripts out so where you can figure out what are the exact hooks that you can use. You can use AI to now create quotes. You can use it to do research that's in conjunction with something you talk about to create news pages, blogs. Your podcast now becomes a full production, right, news company or media company utilizing AI. So I think that that's the way that you should go about utilizing AI, right, is to increase your budget without having to spend more money.
Are we low level or high level?
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.